stayed behind in Jerusalem to be in the temple praising God. Some would say he was building his foundation on God. In the Bible, it tells us that Christ is our firm foundation. Luke chapter 6, verses 48 through 49 says, "They are like a man building a house, who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete." This is what Jesus was doing inside the temple. He was learning and building that foundation that God had sent him to earth to build. Now, I'm not saying it's right to sneak away from your parents, but this time was an exception. Luke chapter 6, verses 48 through 49 showed us one reason we should build our life on God. John chapter 14, verse 6 shows us another reason. This verse says, "Jesus answered, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" This shows how Jesus is the answer that we need, even when we think everything is good. But this can also go for whenever we are not doing well, or when it isn't good. There will always be problems, but God saved us not just for yesterday and today, but for tomorrow and the rest of eternity. Some of the most known speakers in the Bible did not feel ready when they were called. Take Moses, for example. In Exodus 4, verses 10 through 12, it says, "Moses said to the Lord, 'Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue.' The Lord said to him, 'Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will help you speak and will teach you what to say.' As you see there, Moses did not feel equipped to go and speak for the Lord. But the Lord told him to go anyway, for he will help him." This shows that God does not call the equipped, but he equips the called. So while we may feel unequipped or not ready to do God's works, just remember that he gives us the gifts and the strengths we need to do them. One example of someone in the Bible who built their life on Christ is David. He trusted God so much that he went out there and took on Goliath. I know y'all remember learning that one in Sunday school. And so, while David was not the quote-unquote best choice, he was the one God had chosen. We just went over how God equips us with what we will need, so let's move on to how God cares for us and protects us. In Isaiah chapter 54, verses 15 through 17, the Bible says, "If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord." Now this scripture really shows how God is looking out for us. In the scripture it says, "No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you." How amazing is that? God is willing and ready to not let any weapon that is forged against us to prevail, and will refute every tongue that accuses us. Now that is true and unconditional love right there. And all this because we built ourselves off of him. How amazing is our God? One way this holds true in my case is during school. People will talk behind my back and spread rumors, but God shuts them down and doesn't let them stop me from doing the things I love. Now, have I lost friends because of these rumors? Yes, I have, but I know it's all in God's timing and it was for the best. We need to put our faith in him and not let it waver. For in Matthew 17:20, it says, "He replied, Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Think about it. Faith as little as a mustard seed, and we can move a whole mountain. And sometimes we get too scared to let him just take care of the people who talk behind our backs, even when we know it's best to just give it to him. So I believe we could all just put a little more faith in him. Now, at this point, you may be asking, how do we build our firm foundation on God? One way is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. And I know some of y'all in your head started singing the song, so I apologize for that. Specifically, Mom, I'm sorry. But that's one of the ways that we use to remember it. And so if that's what you need to do to remember, then sing it out whenever you need to. I know I will. And yes, I know some people may judge us, but who cares? We are praising the Lord up above, and that's all that matters. We can see this in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 through 22, where it says, wearing a linen ephod, David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. After he had finished sacrificing the burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. Then he gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each person in the whole crowd of Israelites, both men and women. And all the people went to their homes. When David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, how the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked in full view of the slave girls of his servants as any vulgar fellow would. David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls that you spoke of, I will be held in honor. If David was able to dance around the streets half naked, I think it's okay for us to sing a little song to remember how to love the Lord, don't you? Now, when we build our firm foundation on God, we build a strong base to build our life on. We don't need anything fancy to believe in God. All we need is our heart and a desire to be closer with him. And with that firm foundation planted in God, we can do anything. Amen.